Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 6, the Lord's new commandment given to us, that we love one another. Wednesday, related verses. Romans 5:5, and hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. 1 John 2:7-8. Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard. Yet again, a new commandment I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. 1 John 3:11-23. For this is the message which you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 23. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son Jesus Christ, and love one another, even as he gave a commandment to us. Romans 8:37-39. But in all these things we more than conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jeremiah 31:3. Jehovah appeared to me from afar, saying, Indeed I have loved you with an eternal love. Therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness. Related reading. In the realm of grace, the first thing we enjoy is the love of God. Many times in our Christian life, we need encouragement and confirmation. As we pass through periods of suffering, we may have questions and doubts. Perhaps you say, Why are there so many troubles in my Christian life? Why are there so many trials and tests? Although these doubts arise, we cannot deny that the love of God is within us. From the day we first called on the Lord Jesus, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This means that the Spirit reveals, confirms, and assures us with the love of God. The indwelling Holy Spirit seems to say, Don't doubt. God loves you. You don't understand why you must suffer now, but one day you will say, Father, I thank you for the troubles and trials which I passed through. When you enter the gate of eternity, you will say, Praise the Lord for the sufferings and tests which fell upon me on my journey. God used them to transform me. We cannot deny the presence of God's love within us. Christ died for ungodly sinners such as we. Once we were enemies, but Christ shed his blood on the cross to reconcile us to God. What love is this? If God has given us his own Son, surely he will not do anything to hurt us. God is sovereign. He knows what is best for us. The choice is his, not ours. Regardless of our preference, what God has planned for us will be our portion. Everything related to us has been prepared by our Father. We should simply pray, Lord, have your way. I simply want what you want. I leave everything entirely in your hands. This is our response to God when we realize afresh that he loves us so, and that his love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. The commandment of brotherly love is both old and new. Old because the believers have had it from the beginning of their Christian life. New because in their Christian walk, it dawns with new light and shines with new enlightenment and fresh power again and again. The relative pronoun which in 1 John 2:8 refers to the fact that the old commandment of brotherly love is new in the believer's Christian walk. This is true in the Lord, since he not only gave it to his believers, but also renews it in their daily walk all the time. This is true also in the believers, since they have not only received it once for all, but also are enlightened and refreshed by it repeatedly. In verse 8, John tells us that the darkness is passing away and that the true light already shines. The passing away of the darkness is its vanishing in the shining of the true light. The true light is the light of the Lord's commandment. Because this light shines, the commandment of brotherly love dawns in the darkness and makes the old commandment new and fresh throughout the entire Christian life. After any kind of human commandment has been given, it gradually becomes old. Human commandments are not living. Because these commandments are not living, they never dawn and they never shine. But the commandment given by the Lord is his living word. Because his commandment is his living word, this word shines. When the living word dawns in the darkness, it dawns with heavenly light. The shining of heavenly light makes old things new. In particular, it makes the old commandment new, fresh, and full of light.